Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Flagstead steals second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is hit by the pitch. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Hunfield steals third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunfield tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Calm for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Flagstead. Cecil moves to third. Krause moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Hunfield moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Calm moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Tate reaches second base with a double. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to third. Gerber moves to second. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate scores. Gerber scores. Rawlings moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to third for the out. Morris moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Morris scores. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Tote reaches second base with a double. Flagstead scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Metzler is chasing the ball. Reagan rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate is hit by the pitch. Ken Williams pinch runs for Doug Tate. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Krause and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing right field. Ken Williams now playing left field. Charlie Berry now catching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil is called out on strikes. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. Berry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McCurdy out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. George Cox now pitching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Morris reaches third base with a triple. Berry scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Bill Barrett now playing center field. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morris scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunfield scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Berry strikes out. 1 out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Morris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 4 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Morris moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to home to get Gerber. Morris moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flagstead hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gerber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-5 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Moberg pinch hits for George Cox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunfield is hit by the pitch. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.